This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. State Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey testified extensively during the trial. Thanks for being with us today. So, Mr. Causey, what did you think of today's verdict?
Well, I was relieved to get this phase of the trial over, and people don't realize there's still an ongoing federal investigation, another federal investigation dealing with the financials. So I can't really talk about any of the specifics, but I do respect the process and believe the jury followed the correct process and came with the correct verdict. So I think the evidence spoke volume.
What did you think of the defense argument that he never asked for anything specific in return for the bribe?
Well, I can't comment on any of the questions they asked. I believe there are transcripts available on some of the court websites, but as far as anything that was said in testimony in court, I'm not allowed to make those comments.
Okay. Well, one of the associates, there were two associates on trial along with Lindbergh. One was found not guilty. Were you disappointed in that?
No, I wouldn't say that. Again, there was different tapes, I think, and so that's up to the jury. They heard the evidence. They made the decision. I respect that decision.
Well, let's go back a bit in terms of when you wore a wire. Could you go back to that and explain how all of that played out?
When I took office, when I was sworn in, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and I did pledge to root out insurance fraud and corruption. And so I look at it as doing my job.
Did it make you feel, I guess, surprised? Or how did you feel when you were approached with this and even before you started wearing the wire? How were you feeling about that?
It was described in court, and I believe people could go look at the transcripts and see what all was discussed there. But, again, everything I did, I was working at the direction of the federal agent. And as I mentioned before, this is not over. This was one part of it. This was a criminal trial, and there will be another trial that is pertaining to financials.
Can you comment on your top deputy, them trying to get her replaced, and she was one of the ones overseeing the regulation of Lindbergh's businesses?
Well, I'll just say that I've never met a more dedicated employee, I've never met a more capable and dedicated employee. Certified public accountant, lots of credentials, and very dedicated to protecting the policyholders in North Carolina. So I backed her 100%.
And what kind of message do you think all of this will send to the public at large and to others who deal with your office?
I believe if you look at my record on going after insurance fraud, this is trivia, but North Carolina was the first state in the nation to put sworn law enforcement officers in a Department of Insurance, and that was back in 1945. So this year is our 75th anniversary of our Criminal Investigations Division. And every week, these agents are making arrests for insurance fraud. So you'll see in different newspapers every week, four or five arrests for different types of insurance fraud. So I think our office is sending a message that we are looking for insurance fraud. It won't be tolerated. And we know people do get by with it. But hopefully when they see the actions that we're taking from a law enforcement standpoint, that they'll think twice before committing insurance fraud.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey.